Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sitheveni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defence and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard. He also said both the countries are ready to share their experience in the fields of cyber security and data protection, and agreed that terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity.
Fiji ki maritime security ko sasakt karne ke liye Bharat se training aur equipment mein sahyog diya jayega. Cyber security और डेटा प्रोटेक्शन के क्षेत्रों में हम अपने अनुभव साझा करने के लिए तैयार हैं। हम एकमत है कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग और समर्थन के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री रंबुका और फिजी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं।
Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary South Ministry of External Affairs Nina Malhotra said, the talks covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade, healthcare, mobility, and defence. She also informed that the two leaders witnessed the exchange of 9 bilateral documents and MOUs. Fijian Prime Minister Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. Prime Minister Modi has embarked on a 2-day visit to Gujarat. He will launch development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees and address a public function in Ahmedabad in a short while. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate power distribution projects worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad, Mehsana and Gandhinagar under the Uttar Gujarat Vij Company Limited. He will also inaugurate the redevelopment of slums at Ramapir No Tekro under PM Awas Yojana Urban, including other infrastructure projects in Ahmedabad and in Gandhinagar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protest against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with the news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protest by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the Prime Minister under the aegis of this bill. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has said women's employment rate in the country has nearly doubled between 2017-18 and 2023-24. According to the Periodic Labour Force Survey, PLFS, the female unemployment rate has dropped from 5.6% in 2017-18 to 3.2% in 2023-24. The survey said in rural India, female employment has grown by 96%, while urban areas have seen an increase of 43% during the same period. Normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been badly affected due to the continuous heavy monsoon rains. In the past 24 hours, Bilaspur district's Kahu recorded the highest rainfall of 190 millimeters. The heavy rains have swollen rivers and streams across the state. In Chamba district, 3 devotees lost their lives during the sacred Mani Mahesh Yatra. The district administration has suspended the pilgrimage due to adverse conditions. On to sports now. Indian women shooters dominated the 25-meter pistol junior individual event, clinching gold, silver and bronze medals each at the Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. Payal Khatri claimed the gold, Namya Kapoor won silver and Tejaswini claimed the bronze in the final. The trio also won gold in the team event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.